From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Since the fall of the Taliban, opium and heroin production in Afghanistan has soared. Western authorities say Afghan drug producers and traffickers will earn some $2.8 billion this year while supplying 86% of the world's heroin products. That's up from providing 75% of the world's supply last year. Afghan government officials say the drug mafias are now the biggest threat to the country's stability. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
The Afghan capital is experiencing a construction boom, and nowhere is that more evident than in the brand new neighborhood of Sherpur, where work crews are building more than 50 elaborate villas all at the same time. The gutted, rusting hulks of several armored personnel carriers still lie in the streets here, but construction workers say this will soon be the poshest neighborhood in post-Taliban Kabul. They say the mansions are being built for ministers in the Afghan government and for prominent warlords. According to a Kabul government intelligence officer, some of the houses here are also being prepared for several known drug smugglers. Counter-narcotics experts say Afghanistan is running on a narco-economy. They estimate 40% to 60% of its gross domestic product comes from narcotics. Barbara Stapleton, an aid worker with Afghan Relief, says this drug money is fueling a large part of Afghanistan's economic revival.
The majority of the rebuilding that you see in urban centers is fueled by the black market, and the opium trade is an enormous part of that black market. You only have to look at the types of buildings that are being put up. Sort of palaces on the Pakistani model.
Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah calls the drug mafias the Afghan government's number one threat.
Drug going to be the main security, stability challenge for Afghanistan, for its neighbors, for this region.
Presidential spokesman Javed Luddin says Hamid Karzai plans to use his new mandate as Afghanistan's elected president to battle narcotics and weed out corrupt members of his own government.
It will be tackled in all its manifestations, in all aspects, including government officials who are affiliated with the drug trade.
This 22-year-old heroin smuggler, who calls himself Shamsul Haq, says he's not afraid of a crackdown.
Of course, our colleagues in the government have got high positions, and they would be able to protect us.
In a Kabul apartment, Haq lounges on cushions like a prince, dressed in white robes and wearing a sequined cap that's tilted at an angle on his dark hair. Haq says his father runs a heroin trafficking network that employs scores of people to produce and ship 200 to 300 kilograms of heroin a month, mostly to neighboring Iran and Tajikistan. This junior drug lord says the fall of the Taliban was the best thing that happened to the heroin business.
The business has become much better. It's under Taliban we had some problems in terms of transportation, but nowadays it's our own government and it's going very well and smooth.
Haq says for the first time his network has opened factories to process heroin, and he says he employs Afghan military and government officials to smuggle heroin right under the noses of U.S. troops and international peacekeepers.
No, we are not afraid of anybody, because whenever the police sees our cars, they salute us. And because we've got tinted cars, and they think that either this car belongs to an important commando or to a minister.
Major Scott Nelson, a U.S. military spokesman, says over the last 3 years, the more than 15,000 American troops deployed in Afghanistan have never made a drug bust.
It's one mission we really haven't focused on a great deal. We've done some planning for, but we're still waiting for policymakers to make a decision on where to go with counter-narcotics.
Western officials here say U.S. authorities are now looking at ways to indict Afghan drug lords. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.